What is Uttama Bhakti? Uttama Bhakti.
What is he saying?
What is Uttama Bhakti? Anya
Uttama Bhakti. You don't know?
I know the verse, but I want to deeper.
Uttama Bhakti means gopis. Study the lives of the gopis in the 10th canto, and you'll know what Uttama Bhakti is. The question is, what is Uttama Bhakti? The whole Srimad Bhagavatam, the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam was written to define and describe and to illustrate what is Uttama Bhakti. Uttama Bhakti means the purest bhakti, the topmost form of bhakti. When you define something by saying, this is what it isn't, this is what it is. So what is Uttama Bhakti is Canto 1 through 9. Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 1 through 9. There's different types of bhakti, Karma Mishra Bhakti, Gyan Mishra Bhakti, all different kinds of bhakti. Until you get to the 10th canto, when you describe the rich Vasis, Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, and Sridham and Subal, and Sakiras and the Gopis, then you get into Uttama Bhakti. So in Uttama Bhakti you see that they transcend all attachment to the body. Uttama Bhakti means you don't consider dharma, ashram karma, dharma, anything. Duties, you have everything for Krishna's pleasure. You don't have any selfishness at all. You're completely selfless. Uttama Bhakti means everything for Krishna. For Krishna's pleasure, and I do it with a happy mind. I serve Krishna with a happy mind. Everything I do is for his happiness, for his pleasure. The perfect example of Uttama Bhakti is Radharani. So you see how Radharani gave up everything. She became completely dedicated to Krishna's happiness every minute. So we have to become like Radharani. She's the ideal worshiper, ideal devotee of Krishna's Radharani. So we have to study the life of Radharani. You want to know what Uttama Bhakti is? You read all the chapters of 10th canto to describe the gopis dealing with Krishna. Then you'll know what Uttama Bhakti is. Chapter 21, Vinaya Gita. Chapter 29, Pranaya Gita. Chapter 31, Gopi Gita. Chapter 35, Yuga Gita. Chapter 39, Viraha Gita. Chapter 47, Brahma Gita. Then the contrast to Gopi's pure love with the pure love of the queens of Dwarka, you read chapter 90, Mahishi Gita, with the commentaries of Vishnu. Read these Gitas, then you'll know what is pure love. And know what is Uttama Bhakti. That's the whole purpose of it. Because the Gopi Gita means speaking, singing. So the Gopis are singing about pure love. They're singing what is pure love. And so you read their verses, you can understand what is Uttama Bhakti. We discussed, we gave classes on Viraha Gita, and we gave classes on Vinaya Gita. Now we're giving class on Gopi Gita every Saturday.
What time are the classes?
What time?
Classes.
3 to 5. Same time. The live broadcast also, you can watch at home. Turn the AC on, watch it. Any other question? There's no next question. I'm going to end class now. There's no questions. No sense sitting here. No question? Yeah.
Now that I have to go back to do some things in Europe, how to deal with like non-devotees around me, like family, and I heard from some Babaji a few days ago that these people can drag you down if you let them get their personal thing. So just
how to be in the world and not of the world. That's what Jesus said. Somebody's asking a question. I'm living in Vrindavan, Radhika, and enjoying the spiritual atmosphere and spiritual company. I have to go home to my country and maybe work and all the things that people do. And how do I keep my consciousness in transcendental and not be affected by my association and the environment? It's difficult, of course, but the power of bhakti is so supreme that you can keep yourself protected by doing your bhakti bhajan every day. Don't worry, Krishna's with you wherever you go. Krishna will protect you. So you read Bhagavatam every day, chant your japa, follow your guru's teachings. If you're anything about association, you don't accept people's ideas. And moreover, generally devotees have the power, they have the prabhav, it's called influence, to change the people around them. You won't become changed, you'll change them. So you have to deal with people, you have to show love to your parents and relatives, and you have to work, and you have to be a human being, but just you don't take on their ideas, you don't accept their ideas or accept their philosophy. If the people you associate with, if they insult your philosophy or insult your gurus, then you should avoid them physically, stay away from them. Otherwise, meeting with relatives and bosses and old friends, it's okay, nothing wrong with that. Just be an ordinary, friendly person, loving, kind person. Generally, devotees have a certain aura, surrounding them where people can understand they're different. They can understand there's something different about them. They'll comment and say, "You seem a little different." You're like when a new dog comes in the neighborhood, the local dogs smell the dog. Row, row. So, see whether he's a good dog or not. If he's not appreciated with his tail, that runs away. So when you go back home, people perceive your difference. Because bhakti gives you a different aura, gives you a different smell.
Huh?
I said,
"Keep your tail up."
That is too funny. He's definitely from America. Keep your tail up. That's the sutra. The only thing you remember when you go home, "I keep my tail up." Okay, you made it short and simple. Okay, I appreciate your eloquence. Keep your tail. Okay, yeah, that's the bottom line. Keep your tail up. That's a good one. But I became a devotee. I never went back home after I don't really know about that. But I every day I went out and sold books for 6 years in public places alone. And you meet all kinds of people. But I never became like them. Because the devotee actually is a blessing for the world. So wherever you're going, you should see you're going there to give blessings. You should see it like that. You shouldn't see it, it's negative. You should see, I came to Vrindavan. I stayed some time in Vrindavan. I collected so much. I filled up my account with praying, with love, with bhakti, with sadhusanga, with prakma, with darshan, with kirtan. I filled up my cup with so many blessings. So now I'm going somewhere where they need blessings. So give out blessings. You're an abode of blessings. You're a Vaishnava, you're a sadhvi, you're a saintly woman, your Vaishnava. You're a positive contribution to the world. The pranic verses, it says, when a Vaishnava or a Vaishnava walks on the ground, the Mother Earth becomes happy. When a Vaishnava raises his or her hands and dances in kirtan, the day is a shower of flowers. So the devotee is a blessing for the world. So you should go with it. You have a mission. It's not like, oh, we're not going like scared. I'm scared of it. I'm going to bless them. I have nothing. I'm not of this world. Jesus walked on water. I'm walking on water. You're walking on the water of mercy. You're walking on a river of mercy. You want a river that's under your feet. You're walking on water. You should feel like that. I'm not part of this land. Well, you go wherever country, wherever you go. I'm from Vrindavan. Your heart never leaves Vrindavan or Radhakund. So live out of your heart. Don't live out your feet are walking in whatever place. But you don't live in your feet, you live in your heart. So assure your heart through your eyes and through your words and through your energy. Go and give blessings. You can do it. You have to go to give blessings. Otherwise, don't go, but you have to go, what to do. Because you are a Gaudiya Vaishnava. Gaudiya Vaishnavas are supposed to give blessings. Namo Maha Vadanyaya. Vadanyaya means give blessings. Mahabhu walked around and gave blessings. So we're Mahabhu Dasi, Mahabhu Das. We should walk around and give blessings. Devotees are not taking anything from this world. We're not taking anything. Nothing sticks on us. We're Teflon. Non-stick. So we go out in the world, nothing's going to stick on us. But we're going to get other people, we'll get stuck on other people. Teflon coating. Non-stick frying pan. Jagannath's got one. Cooks a sushi one. I saw. I have an iron pot, I have an iron skillet I cook in. I don't want to get iron, you know, it gets rusty and stuff, it's good. When I was cooking. Okay, I think that's it. I thank all you wonderful Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who came to make this Sunday satsang a wonderful success and fun. I'm very happy to see all of you. You bless me with your darshan. I hope I see you again, especially my Joker Babaji friend. He's a court jester. He's a great guy. Okay, Jai Jai Shri Radhe.